Hey everybody, it's me. It's Hans here, back with another Audio Boo. Today's date is February 12th, 2014. And I just came back from the bank, heading up Regent Street. And somebody just walked by there with some music on. And just approaching Regent and Johnson right now. And on the left, there's a lawn bowling. I don't know if it's still used, but that's what it was. And, of course, we're crossing Johnson Street now. And it's still somewhat snowy. And I was at the bank to get some money for bowling and then for my dad as well. And so took a couple shots of video when I came back. And I don't know if I'll post anything with it or not, or just get rid of the clips, I don't know. But I'm not passing a fence on the right here. Looks fairly new. Got a real nice, done up real nice and fancy here. I'm still got some kind of red balls or something here. Looks like might still be Christmas decorations. Garland and all. Yep, just kind of a one of those fancy plastic balls. But anyway, an update on things. Of course, this month, the next few weeks will be doctors. Yesterday was the hematologist. And because I didn't have any blood work, couldn't really do anything. But he wants me to do some in the next little bit. And just before I go to him in April to do some more again. And it will determine if phlebotomy is done. I had a couple already in October and December. And he didn't seem too concerned, but he just wants to monitor. And this Friday, Valentine's Day, I was to see Dr. Gruber, just a 6-month checkup. He's considered the internal machinist specialist, so he's anything internal like heart, blood pressure, anything like that. Of course, it was his suggesting that I go see Dr. Gruber. Well, actually, no, it was actually him that diagnosed me, and he that had me go see Dr. Leonard. Because I'd done previous blood work and just found the red blood cell just a little bit on the high side. Nothing critical, but just wanted to stay on top of it, which is good. So that was Friday, but I moved that to March the 1st, or 3rd. Pacemaker check was supposed to be on Monday, but could have gone, but I canceled out because, well, I didn't cancel, I just postponed it. For the 21st, which is a week from Friday. So, it's not so much traveling at one time. I went yesterday, my dad ended up taking me into town because he had to do some things, because I also had to stop at the drugstore and get some meds refilled as well. So, that was taken care of. And so apparently they did some grocery shopping and stuff. My dad looked at Home Depot and Canadian Tire for some stuff, but didn't find what he was looking for. So then anyway, last night, finally, after several months of waiting, a letter came to Delma from Immigration. And it had basically said what we already knew, that the application was approved and that I could begin to move to the U.S. Now, there is paperwork. There's more paperwork to do. And an interview and I don't know what all. But anyway, there's supposed to be more paperwork supposed to be sent. So, that's still to come. So, now what happens with that remains to be seen. But I'm keeping positive outlook on that. And hoping that I can be in the States by the definitely by the end of this year, 2014, for sure. Because we filed the paperwork in October, November, and it had to be sent back because a couple things were missing. Stelma got that taken care of, sent in, and they received payment on the 3rd of December. And the application case, I guess, was approved. It was given as of April 12th. But no notice was ever sent. They were supposed to have, but apparently never did. And this was around when we called in July. And so we gave Thelma and I gave them the new address. And they put it through and said that they would send it through. And so we waited and waited. Still nothing. December came and still no. September came and still nothing. We waited. I guess we're getting impatient. Called. And they did give us, like, the U.S. Immigration Service had forwarded to the National Visa Center. And they'd gotten hold of someone who told us that the case number we had was not the correct one. So we thought it had been lost. And it got somehow lost in the bureaucratic shuffle. So we held off and we're going to plan to go to Atlanta to find out what's going on. In November when I went down, but that never materialized because we could never get any sort of transportation. And so that kind of got fizzled out. So we just decided all we could do is keep waiting. And if something didn't give, I would just eventually just come and file from within, or she would come up here. And the plan was to go down next and go to Atlanta and try again and find out what's going on. Well, now we may not have to do that. So, now what remains if I can go down during the process or got to finish the process, go to the embassy. Now, they have one in Toronto, but rumbling seemed to be suggesting that I may have to go all the way to Montreal. Take several hours on train or bus or whatever to go to Montreal for just, and that may take an hour or so interview, which is crazy. But, you know, maybe it's a little different now with all the technology and everything, but they're still going to want a medical exam, I know, and criminal and a background check and all, and so all those should be good. Now, with us on disability, like with me up here on ODSP, Ontario Disability Support, and Delma just getting what she gets on SSI, SSPI, who knows? But with us being married, as husband and wife, and have been for about a year and a half, you know, maybe they'll overlook that because it is a disability and not just a welfare case, because public charge is one of the grounds that an application could potentially be refused. So, hopefully not. We'll just keep thinking positive, looking at the bright side of things, and everything should be good. So that's the latest on that. And I'm just hoping that, you know, like I say, all in all, hoping to be there later this year. Like, I believe by the fall, perhaps. So we'll just have to see what happens. So, anywho, how much time do we use? Okay, we're just almost at 10 minutes used now. The weather here today is sunny, and it's about, well, my parents' thermometer says it was about minus 10 Celsius or 12 Fahrenheit. But weather thing seems to say minus 3. Now, that may not be quite right, because the observation is probably the airport, the Niagara District Airport, which is further away from the lake, and I mean it's more moderate temperature. But anyway, we got sunny, clear blue skies, and with snow on the ground, so it's a nice, beautiful winter's day. And of course, you can hear the snow crunch under my feet. So, anyhow, that, I guess, we'll about wrap things up. So I'm just going to just before I send this, but I'm just going to grab a random picture just where I'm walking, which right now, I mean, you started out on Regent Street, almost at Johnson. I just crossed Johnson, but now I'm, of course, I've since turned onto William Street and coming up to almost Victoria Street. So I will wrap things up, I guess, and send this boo on its way to the servers so that you all can enjoy it at your leisure. So everybody take care and have a blessed day, and I will see you all next audio boo. Take care and so long.